Welcome to the Kankle Fritz and Friends podcast.
And hey, it's Kankle Fritz, and here's my friends,
Sally
and Misty.
And here's highlights from today's show.
We asked somebody to call in if something good has happened in the new year. Nobody's called in yet. Something has to have happened, I'm sure. Your new year's resolution thing is okay. I don't know.
Something great happened to my husband over the weekend.
Ooh, what is it?
Well, okay, let me back up a little bit. At Christmas time, I made peanut clusters for the first time. You know, they melt the chocolate, put the peanuts in.
Ooh,
and
yummy.
When you freeze them to make sure that they hold their shape, and we have a really narrow freezer, and I couldn't find a tray that was small enough to go in there.
Right.
And the only thing I could find was our muffin tin, a regular size muffin tin. And not thinking about it, I just made these, I mean, they were the size of regular muffins, these peanut clusters that were
gigantic.
And I was like, man, this is ridiculous. These are huge. And my husband was like, I really like them. So over the weekend, he was like, could you make some more? And I said, sure. But I planned this time. And I was like, I found some little trays that would fit in the freezer. We're all good. And I'm getting ready to dose out a normal amount to make them the regular size. And he goes, no, what are you doing? I said, what do you mean? I'm about to put the nut clusters in the freezer. He goes, nope. And he grabs the muffin tin and he goes, bad boy right here. So, yeah, resolutions, maybe not so much, but he's happy with all the chocolate. I'll keep you informed about his diabetes journey.
Well, here's a question for us all. Should you be making nut clusters right now?
Very attacked.
I mean, New Year's resolution, it's the new year.
Should you wait till February?
Hope you're having a good day. Good morning. Hello. Oh, wrong button. See? Alex, our producer, is not here, and so I'm having to do all this by myself. There we go. Family Life Radio.
Y'all bring me a lot of joy every morning. This 30-day challenge is definitely picking things up in my life that I'd sat down and walked away from.
Cool, like what?
Getting back in touch with God in a way that I'd forgot how to do.
Wow, that is awesome. Who is this?
Steve. Everybody calls me Sully.
Sully? Well, why Sully? That's fascinating.
From Monsters, Inc.
Yeah? Are you a big guy?
Yeah, I'm a big guy. Okay. I played college ball. I played center. I'm a big dude, kind of a softy. And when my niece was a little bitty thing, we went and saw Monsters, Inc. And at the end of it, she's like, that's you.
Aww. Because he is kind of a big teddy bear, you know?
I love that.
Yeah, kind of a heart squash right there. I was like, all right. You can be Pooh. I'll be Uncle Sully. Now she's in college. And, you know, she still calls me Uncle Sully, and it's kind of strange because they just put out that new Monsters, Inc., you know, where Boo goes to college.
Right.
And I was like, hey, you want to go see that? And she's like, I don't think so. No.
That's fun.
Call us another time, okay?
Yeah, call anytime.
All right, I will. I definitely have the face for radio, so.
So do we. Okay, I'll speak for myself. Oops.
When my daughter was very little, you know, my husband used to work on second shift, so he missed most of her growing up. And so he determined after that he would work first shift. And so now what we do is at night, before any of us go to bed, we have what is called family time. And we play games, play with our puppy, and then we have Bible study, and we spend probably about half an hour or so reading the Bible and praying.
I love the puppy and Bible study.
I do, right? That's so cool.
That could be a new plan.
Yes. Like goat yoga, puppy
exactly.
and Bible study.
Puppy Bible study.
Hey, everyone. This is Jordan St. Cyr. By supporting Family Life Radio, you are supporting the artists who make the music you love. You are the reason behind what we do. Thank you.
You can give safely and simply at myflr.org.
If you've got good news, we'd love to hear your story. What is God doing in your life? Our number is 888-888-9976. Eva is with us. Tell us what's going on.
A little over a year ago, my oldest child, Nicholas, his life was violently taken.
Mm-hmm.
When tragedy happens, a lot of times we doubt God and why him? Why my child, not me? And
did you do that?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Why do I have to live this life? I felt desperate. I couldn't get up and I couldn't, you know, move on. And I didn't want to. And then an opportunity came along where I started speaking at the men's prison.
Wow.
And me as a single mom, I struggled with, well, how could I be of any good? And I really can't afford to drive way out there. And then I just knew that God wanted me to do that. So I did it, and I have just great excitement and joy in my spirit. And I thought to speak to prisoners, and they're not just any prisoners. There's murderers and violent offenders that I speak to about God's forgiveness and hope for the future, because everybody deserves forgiveness and hope.
Can I say that I am completely blown away by you?
Mm-hmm.
Your son's life was taken, and now you're talking to men that do that sort of thing.
Right.
That is amazing.
Yeah, well, I just know that that's what God wants me to do, because I mean, he's opened up a window that is an opportunity that it's unbelievable. I can talk about God to them and I can pray with them. It was like, wow, I never thought that I would get anything out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But now I feel like I have more of a deeper purpose to finish what my son Nicholas kind of started. He used to speak to people that were lost, and he used to speak about Jesus. So I just feel like, okay, there's purpose even in your darkest, darkest moments.
Oh, that's good. They say for stress relief, one of the best things you can do is do something with your hands, and that'll help relieve that stress. And you said you've got one for us? There we go, line three. Yes, go for it.
And I wanted to let you know that for me, it is cooking for a dinner party.
Oh.
So I met a friend several years ago. He's a chef that's cooked in 80 different countries, and wow. We meet up to cook. So a group of people, six or eight people, would meet at his house, and we would cook foods from those different countries. And I learned so much in the intensity of focusing solely on being able to do just that cooking for that time. We would cook for hours, getting food prepped and ready, and then we would sit down, we would have a meal together, and it was about the conversation, and it was the whole experience of it, and I just love to cook for people.
Oh, good.
It was amazing. It's my stress reliever.
I hope there's somebody around you who loves to clean up for relaxation.
Yeah, that's my husband.
Oh, yay.
Well, I can come over because I love to eat.
That's right.
Now we have all our bases covered.
So we hope that you'd love to have us over. Left behind. Gosh, it's a huge percentage, guys. It's like 30% of us have had this happen where you are literally left behind somewhere. Love to hear your story. 888-888-9976. Franny is with us. Now, you said this happened to you when you were 9 years old. Tell us what happened.
I was left behind when I was about 9 years old.
Oh, no.
I was left behind in Panama City Beach, Florida. So knowing what I know now, probably wasn't a bad thing.
Explain that.
You're like, well, you could have stayed there. It's a nice place. Don't you say?
Right. We came to the beach all the time and stayed in Destin, Florida.
Okay.
And going home, we drove through Panama City. I was in the camper with my dad. I was sleeping. Stopped to get gas. I got out. I told him I was going to the bathroom, but he didn't listen. We got to Dothan, Alabama, and they stopped for food, and my dad got out of the camper in the middle of the road. He didn't even pull off into a parking lot, and he ran back to my mom screaming, "Where's Franny? Where's Franny?"
Oh,
and,
no.
My sister, she's panicking. A man at a gas station put me in his pickup truck and was following, trying to catch my mom and dad. If that's not scary these days,
yeah.
I don't know
what
is.
No kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know which is worse right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but,
so through this whole situation, did you freak out?
A little bit. I don't know. At first I thought, what, they didn't want me anymore?
Oh, no.
But then you realized you had a whole gas station full of snacks at your disposal.
That's right.
I've got joy. So I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
You have any joy to report? Call us right now. 888-888-9976. Tamara is with us, and you said something happened to you at the Walmart checkout?
Well, it was my birthday. Someone had given me a gift card, so I was up at Walmart to go use it, and I was behind this lady who didn't have enough, so I just gave her my gift card because I knew she had two little children with her, and she was trying to figure out. She was putting stuff back, and let's get this. No, mommy can't get this. So I just gave her, they gave me a $50 gift card. I just handed it over. I said, you know what? It's my birthday, but I want to bless you. And so I gave her the gift card, and she bawled so hard they couldn't even ring her stuff up. She wanted to give me her money that she had. I said, no, take that and do whatever you have to. And I said, happy birthday.
Wow.
Sweet.
I love that you're there with a gift card that somebody gave you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you're giving it away. That's huge.
Yeah. So that was my birthday present for me to bless somebody else.
Sure.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's great.
And I bet you felt better with that than any gift you got for your birthday.
Absolutely.
That is awesome. Talking about being left behind, because one third of us have literally been left behind somewhere. We're wondering what happened with your story. Renee is with us. Tell us what happened. Oh, I keep forgetting. See, I'm normally our producer's gone, so we're left with me trying to push a button.
So we're left behind.
Yes, that is for sure. All right, now I think we got you. Tell us what happened, Renee.
When I was about 8 years old, we went to the Arizona State Fair, and it was in one of those tents where they're talking about it was a gorilla in a cage, and the guy was talking about the gorilla, and he had all the kids come up front right next to the stage. Well, so of course, saying this, the cage is safe. All of a sudden, the gorilla breaks out of the cage. Breaks out of the cage and runs toward everybody.
What?
And so I'm looking around, and my mom isn't anywhere. And by the time I get out of the tent, there she is standing there waiting for me.
Your mom is like, I'm saving myself. Forget about you.
Exactly, yeah.
You were left behind in danger. She's like, I'm out of here.
Right, exactly. You were just, your normal reflex, I guess, to just run.
Wow.
You know, this must be in the news. I'm going to have to look up this.
I know. I'm sitting here Googling it.
Okay. Gorilla escape. So do they, do you know what exactly happened to the gorilla? Did they catch the gorilla or did he maul several people or what happened? Well,
It was actually a man in a suit that looked like a gorilla.
Oh. Well, this changes the whole story. I'm like, what in the world?
Oh, that's hilarious.
No, it's not real.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.